It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to run into the classroom and grab your seat and get your Bible and turn up your radio and be prepared to have another Bible lesson. We've been having our Bible lessons lately from the book of Daniel. And I'm in Daniel chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading in just a moment from Daniel chapter 2 and verse 31. And I'll read to the end of the chapter, and then we're going to be looking at Elam's notes on the things that we have read. While you're doing this, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And we have been meeting like that in this location for a little over 100 years. Now, all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at the notes, the Sunday school lesson notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sundays of 1922. And we're in the middle of a Sunday school class that he taught on July 9th, 1922, and it's about the prophet Daniel. And so I'm going to begin reading now in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 31. If you have your Bible, you can follow along. And if not, just listen real well and you'll get the gist of what you need to get out of this Bible reading. Daniel 2, 31. Thou, O King, before I read this, let me back up. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he wanted to know what the dream meant. And he called all his magicians and sorcerers in, and they said, well, tell us the dream, and we'll tell us what it means. But he didn't believe them, and he told them, well, it's gone from me. You're going to have to tell me both the dream and the meaning, and if you can't, I'm going to cut you in pieces. Well, the magicians had never heard of anything such as that, and they were all sure they would die. But Daniel and his friends went to God in prayer, and God revealed the dream and the meaning thereof to the young man Daniel. And so Daniel now goes before the king to tell him his dream and the interpretation. Now, let's go to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 31. Thou, O King, sawest, and behold, a great image. This image which was mighty, and whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the aspect thereof was terrible. As for this image, its head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of brass, its legs of iron, and its feet part of iron and part of clay. And thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image in the feet, that it were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. And then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken in pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, so that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O King, art King of kings, unto whom the God of heaven hath given the kingdom, the power, and the strength, and the glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the earth and the birds of the heaven hath he given into thy hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art the head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as the iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that crusheth all things shall it break in pieces and crush. whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of the potter's clay and part of the iron, it shall be a divided kingdom, but there shall be in it the strength of iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron doth not mingle with clay. And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, nor shall the sovereignty thereof be left to another people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth, your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Seeing thou hast been able to reveal this secret, then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and to be chief governor over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel requested of the king that he appoint Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel was in the gate of the king. Let me read to you now some from Elam's notes, going back to Daniel 2 and verse 36, where the text says, This is the dream. The previous part of the chapter states the facts which led to Daniel's interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar could not recall the dream. He was troubled in spirit, and his sleep went from him. He called upon the magicians, enchanters, soothsayers, and Chaldeans to first reproduce his dream and then to give its interpretation. They that replied that his demand was unreasonable and that no such thing had ever been required of them, but that if he would relate the dream, they would interpret it. He answered them, saying that if they possessed the power to interpret dreams, they could by the same power reproduce his dream. If they did not do so, they should be cut in pieces and their houses destroyed. And this parley, he became angry and furious and ordered the destruction of all the wise men of Babylon. Well, this included Daniel and his companions. Daniel requested that a time be appointed him, saying that he would show the king his dream and its interpretation. But first Daniel and his companions prayed. They asked God to grant them mercy that they might not be slain. In answer to their prayer, God revealed to Daniel the dream and its meaning. Before proceeding further, Daniel thanked God and said of him, And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that have understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and light dwelleth with him. Connect this with the article on God rules in the kingdom of men, and we read that article a few classes ago. Daniel was then taken before the king, to whom he stated that God in heaven, who reveals secrets, was making known to the king through his dream that which would come to pass in the latter days. And so there was a great image. This was the image of a man. It was mighty, its brightness excellent, and its aspect terrible. Its head was of fine gold, its breast and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part of iron and part clay. As the king was gazing on this huge image, a stone cut out of the mountains without hands, as if thrown by some great power, smote it upon the feet, which were of iron and clay, and broke them into pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold were broken in pieces together, and as chaff of the summer threshing floor were carried by the wind, there was no place found for them. The stone became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the interpretation. There can be no mistaking the meaning of this dream, because Jehovah gives us what he means by it. The image represented four universal empires. Nothing less than a universal empire is considered. The stone represented another but very different government or kingdom from the four. The four were earthly, political, and were soon to pass away forever. The other was spiritual, of heaven, and to stand forever. Verses 37 and 38, the God of heaven had given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory, with all the children of men, the beasts of the field, and the birds of heaven, to Nebuchadnezzar, and had made him king of kings. God says to him, "Thou art the head of gold." There can be no mistake about this. Nimrod began this kingdom, and we read of that in Genesis 10, 8 through 10, in B.C. 2233, and it ended on the night in which Belshazzar was slain, in B.C. 538 B.C. You read about that in Daniel 5, and verse 30. But this was a universal kingdom for only 87 years. It was at the height of prosperity and power and glory under Nebuchadnezzar. The greatness of this kingdom was identified with Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4 and verse 30. Babylon is called the golden city in Isaiah 14:4, and a golden cup in Jeremiah 51 and verse 7. The second inferior kingdom represented by this breast of arms and silver was the Medo-Persian Empire. This is clearly seen from Daniel 5:28 and 30, and from Daniel 8 in verse 20, and from 2 Chronicles 36 in verse 20. It had been said that the kings of Persia were the worst race of men that ever governed an empire. Well, politically, in unity and energy, as well as in morality, this kingdom was inferior to the Babylonians. It was overthrown by Alexander the Great in 331 B.C., having existed 207 years. The third kingdom, the one of brass, was the Grecian Empire. We'll read about that in Daniel 8:21, and Daniel 10, verse 20, Daniel 11, verses 1 through 4. Let me read that portion to you from Daniel 11, and you'll see that the kingdom of the Greeks is what followed. In Daniel 11 and verse 1 it says, "And as for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him, and now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And when he is waxed strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece, and a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven. But unto his prosperity, not to his prosperity, nor according to his dominion wherein he ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others besides thee." That is a clear reference to the Greek. The Greeks were renowned for their brazen armor. This kingdom was to bear rule over all the earth, and it did. Alexander the Great wanted to be called king of the world. At the death of Alexander in B.C. 323, his kingdom was divided between his four generals. Well, we're going to have to end the class at this time and take this up in our next class session. So be listening for that dinner bell. And until then, this old schoolmaster says, you may now be dismissed.